Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you beautiful, fabulous people that I love. Feel the love. It feels good to feel love. I'm liking living there. Okay, I want to remind you our next webinar is on fear. Woohoo. All of us are in fear, guys. All of us. We don't want it to drive us. We want it to be recognizable and within our own power to redirect into love. So that's coming up just in 1 week, 1 week from tomorrow. I know it's earlier than it usually is in the month, but I'm working. I'm a little creator. I'm telling you, just a little creator here. And it's good. I'm living my dream, and I'm dreaming what I live to live my dream. So anyway, join us. Everybody is going to get, from what I'm told, the highest, what their highest fear is, the basis of it. And we're going to talk about fear today. Again, could have knocked me over with a feather here. The highest thing I asked this morning, what's the highest thing around fear that would serve all of you today? And they took me to Core Belief 5, which is, I have to give up me so I can take care of others, or other people have to give up themselves to take care of me. And living in either one of those beliefs equals the belief that no one can fully create themselves without hurting themselves or someone else. Let me say that again, that no one can fully create themselves without hurting themselves or someone else. So if I create for me, I'm going to hurt somebody out there, or I'm going to hurt myself because I had to give up myself to create myself. And this creates the illusion and belief that being powerful equals harming or taking away from others or the self. But they want to remind you, power is not force. Force is what bullies do. Force feels angry. Power comes from divine love. So all that leads to our perception that the divide between the rich and the poor / middle class is justified. But that equals less self love. And that's the highest thing. When we go into fear, we are practicing less self-love. And you know from the Urgency of Self-Love program and a lot of the little child work that we do it's imperative for us to love ourselves. If we are truly going to create us and our worlds and our experiences in the way that we want them to be, we must love and embrace ourselves to do that. Power is knowing that all people are God and powerful creators. And that way, I can say, okay, if I win the $1 billion lottery, I'm not taking anything away from anybody else. I'm going to enhance the world with my consciousness around what I want to do with that money. But it doesn't mean I have to love myself less because I'm taking money away from other people. Not the way it works, guys. Everybody is capable of making the money they want to make in this world. Everybody. Unless they believe they're not. And as you believe, it is delivered to you. All right, let's start today before I go into the calls. Let's direct, and everybody do this with me. We direct our hearts to open front and back and merge with our whole brain. We direct our chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. We are directing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. We are, and we are connected to, the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. Everybody's balanced. Yeah, good job. Everybody switched. Nope. We're getting the highest information, knowledge, and understanding. Yes. All righty. And here we go. Brian in New Jersey. What's up, baby cakes?
Hey, oh. Of course your opening statement applies so much to me, especially in terms of giving up myself. I spent a few days in Florida last week taking care of my mother, who for the second time this year has fallen ill. And what my question is, she's has been battling a number of, I hate to say mental illness, but I believe that's what it is. And many times throughout her life, she has wanted to take her life and has explained that. And I was listening to your caller last week who was talking about, you know, well, what you had given, honoring that choice. The thing is, twice this year, she has seem to have been close to death and bounced back, which makes me wonder, what does her soul want? What is she feeling on that level? And, which choice
well,
is she going to make? Either way, I know I'm honest.
This is interesting, Brian, because when you ask that question, what does her soul want? I said, does it know? And it went to no. Now, this is a new... Well, it surprises me because that's a new piece of information for me that the soul doesn't know. The person, I'm used to the person not knowing. That's what I do every day. But it's possible for the soul not to know what it wants. Oh, man, we got to look into this, you guys. This is big for me. Sheets. But give me a song, Brian, any song that pops in.
Oh, my God. I'll always look on the bright side of life.
Okay. Her soul isn't.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. So, wait a minute. Let's get clear because we're under the misconception. Wow, I'm just kind of flummoxed here. We're under the misconception that the soul is all-knowing and balanced and, Hold on, everybody's balanced. Yeah. And that's not the truth. That's not the highest truth. Some souls, all souls carry memory of the past lives that have, past lives is the highest word, yeah, the past lives that they've lived, because the soul comes back, the same soul comes back in every lifetime for a person. That's a true statement? Yes. So it's a true statement that the soul, her soul, is bouncing back and forth. Is that the highest way to say it? Yes. Between the memories, that's the highest word, between the memories of past lives where she was killed and or took her own life, and this life where she came to choose to stay. Holy hell. Okay. Like I said, this is a whole, this is going to spin off the work into a whole new place. What, Brian? You had a question. What?
No, it's just, no, I was going to say this is like almost a whole webinar right in this one question here.
Oh, for sure it is, and probably beyond. To answer your question, and I thought this was me and my own personal thought because of my history, but the channel saying no, that she changes her mind, Brian. But,
yeah, okay.
And if somebody really, really has decided to take themselves out, they will do it.
And
so,
she hasn't made up her mind.
Well, it's not that she hasn't made up her mind about taking herself out. She hasn't made up her mind about staying here. And here is an embodiment in this lifetime. You see, it's not just, I don't want to be here. Things are tough. She has a knowing that she needs to stay and learn whatever it is she needs to learn this lifetime. And she goes in and out and in and out. So it is a true statement that she could decide to leave, and she can decide to leave through a fall. You know, guys, every death is kind of a suicide, because the soul chooses to leave when it's ready. The challenge with your mom is that the soul knows that it's supposed to stay and yet gets drawn back into leaving like it has before. So it's not your mom. It's not your mom sitting there making these conscious decisions. Her soul, and you can talk to her soul, by the way, all of you can talk to the energy of any soul and say, look, I love you, I honor you, I really believe that you're here to stay this time to learn whatever you are supposed to learn. And once you get that, then leave. But I support you in staying if that's in your highest interest. Just talk to them like you talk to a person that you love, but without judgment and with unconditional love. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
Okay. Wow. I'm definitely going to have to look into this more. Brian, thank you for opening a new can of worms. Goodbye. Love you, honey.
First time I've done that.
No, it's not. Love you. Oh, my God. We've been together a long time. Natalie in France. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Good morning.
Hi, gorgeous. Good morning.
I have a question. I'm looking for a new job right now, and I have a lot of fear coming up, and I don't seem to get any of the openings I want, and I wanted to know what can I get into alignment to get more clarity and results.
So, Natalie, when I say you really want to work, it goes to no. So what part of you doesn't want to work?
I'm doing two things. I have my own healing activity, which I really enjoy, but not bringing in enough money right now. So I'm looking for part-time
jobs. All right, well, let's stop there.
Yeah.
Let's stop there because that's what you really want to do.
Yeah.
You know that. Okay.
Yes.
There's also a belief that spiritual people shouldn't make money. Going back to what I talked about, no one can fully create themselves without hurting themselves or someone else.
Yeah.
You're not going to hurt anybody by charging for your services. Do you think I hurt people or do you think I help people?
Help, definitely. Yeah.
Absolutely. And a lot of healers that I work with go, you're crazy, Dee. You need to raise your prices. And I probably could raise my prices, and people would still come to me because they get definite, concrete answers for their lives. And what I'm charging right now, I feel good about because it allows a lot of people who couldn't get discernment to get it, because it's at the price it's at. So what, like if you're doing do you do private sessions, Natalie?
Yes.
Okay. There's a friend of mine that just moved to, where are you in France?
I'm in the northwestern part, in Rennes, in Brittany.
Brittany. I'm not sure where she was. I have a good friend who's very into our work who moved to Paris a few months ago. Anyway, okay. So are you doing private sessions right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What do you charge for them?
I do 100 euros an hour.
Okay. So my pendulum goes to know. So is that enough to live on?
No, it's not. It's not comfortable enough.
Okay. So why are you not loving yourself enough to charge what you need to charge? While being fair to the people you serve? You see what?
I see myself going in and out of wanting to charge more and seeing people who don't have the budget, and I'm not positioning myself clearly. I just go from one from one reality to the other.
Well, yeah. Isn't that interesting? That's what we just talked about with Brian's mother.
Yeah. Exactly.
So when we're going in and out of one decision to another, the universe never gets what we want, Natalie.
Okay. Yep.
It's like a significant other. You know, do you like kissing me? Well, sometimes I like it, but other times it's really shitty. You know, is that going to make your significant other feel amour towards you and want to kiss you? No. The universe works the same way. Money works the same way. Do I love money? Yes. Do I love the services I give for that money? You bet I do. Do you know I know my own self-worth? You bet I do. Do I know their self-worth? You bet I do. And then the universe, then the universe can really come in and play for you. But you've got to commit. So how many euros do you think a private session is worth?
That is either going for half an hour, for 100 for half an hour, just lowering the time, or going around 150 for an hour.
Hey, go into your heart. Get out of your mind and go into your heart. Which feels more right to you?
The first one.
The first one, which is 150 for an hour.
No, it was half 100 for half an hour. Or
half
if it's an hour, it's around, yeah.
Okay.
Or if it's an hour, it's 200, yeah.
And the channel wants to know, why can't you offer both? I do.
I could, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
Which just increases, one, your opportunity to serve, two, their opportunity to receive, and three, more money.
Yeah.
Okay, but you've got to commit to doing this.
Commit to it. I get it. Yeah.
All right. Good. That was great.
Thank you
for everybody.
The clarity.
You bet, baby. Thank you. All right. We're going to Pagan, Wisconsin. Hi, honey. You're on.
Oh, my gosh, Dee. I thought I knew why I was calling.
I hear that a lot. You sort of kind of do. You sort of kind of do. So what's your question?
Well, I'm going to try to weave a couple things together and consolidate this. So I've been told that I have a guardian angel that's a red dragon named Enu. First of all, what do you get with that?
If you believe it, you've got it.
Okay. So you and I have talked in a private session about my neck, and you told me about past life stuff.
Yeah.
Now, recently I was with a neurochiro, and he identified C7 and C12 as needing assistance with a neurologist. What do you get with that?
With a neurologist, which
yes.
means it's affecting your nerves?
Yes.
Uh-huh. It's in your very highest good to see a neurologist about that? Is that the highest question we can ask? I get a yes.
Okay, you get a yes that the question is correct or that I should?
Both.
Okay.
It's a correct question, and it would serve you. Now, look, guys, that can mean that put fear in you. And once you go see the neurologist and they tell you it's not such a big deal, that can free your mind and you will feel, you know, better that way. In whatever way it is, Peg, it will serve you to see the neurologist.
Okay. I am struggling with getting to the right person.
Why don't you say, finding the highest person for me to go to is so easy.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. See, when you say, I'm struggling,
yep,
what are you going to get?
It.
Okay.
Yep, struggle.
All right.
So, now,
universe,
so
bring me the right person. You know, let me call some people. Have them recommend somebody. If your chiropractor told you that, does he have someone to recommend?
Well, I'm currently temporarily in Texas, and that's where the neurochiro is. He doesn't have any referrals in the Madison, Wisconsin area, which is where I live permanently. So
okay.
I will have to do my own discovery.
Well, you and the universe will have to
right.
do the discovery. Okay, so ask for what you want. I am finding the highest neurologist that I can, that's out there for me. I'm attracting, because I love myself, the highest person to take care of me here. It's already done. I found them or her. Okay?
Okay. Now, okay. Does any of this correlate with what you were talking about with the first caller, with Brian, as far as not making a choice?
Well, guys, look, you are not, yes and no. You are not going to create what you want until you make a clear choice and commit to it. That is the first step in every creation. I am clear, this is what I want, and I am committed to it, and I'm feeling love around it. Come on, universe, create it with me.
Okay, got it.
You must be clear and specific and commit.
Right.
See,
okay.
I didn't know how I was going to become an actress, but I knew I was going to, and I was committed to it. And so I went to New York, even when everybody told me I was stupid. I went, okay?
Okay.
Know what you want, Miss Peg. Okay. Love you. Mean it. All right, Susan, what's up? Susan in Niagara Falls.
Well, hello. Yes,
hi.
I am. I'm currently looking for a work. I actually started first off with Mary Kay, so I'm going to be doing Mary Kay work. And I'm also looking to work at Macy's and or possibly the Halloween store for the Halloween season.
Okay, what's your question, Susan?
Well, my question is, I have a problem with my knee. I have that torn meniscus, and I'm wondering, should I hold off on working full-time until that gets taken care of whilst I still have all my medical coverage? Because once I start working full-time, I'll lose my SSI and all that. I'll lose my income from the low-income stuff, which would be better because I'll have more money coming in, but it won't cover the hospital bills and stuff. So my question is, I can work like temporarily these seasonal things and then go ahead and get the operation done and then go into full-time work and get off SSI completely.
That's your highest choice. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Now,
so I've put applications out for those things.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on a minute, Susan.
Sure.
When I test for Susan, does it test correctly? This is something I've been tracing with you for a long time. And the answer is no. There's something.
Hello?
All right, now, look, this show's off the charts already. So just everybody, don't go into all this woo-woo stuff that your subconscious might come up with. Just hang on. There's some kind of barrier. No, they don't like the word barrier. There's some kind of shield. That's the highest word. There's some kind of shield that you put up that bounces the energy back when I test for you. And I've been tracking this for a long time because, and if you listen to some of the past shows, you'll hear it, Susan, where you'll say something and I'll say, well, I get a yes on that. It doesn't feel like you really know that, and I get a yes on it. And that's this shield. So the shield is something, just think of an energetic shield, clear shield that encircles you, that you put up a long time ago when you were a little girl for protection.
Yes,
and
I understand.
They're saying, so everybody can relate to this, we all at different times put up a shield of protection. You know, guys, you've approached a person sometime in your life and you've gone up to talk to them and it's like, oops, no, not going there. That's an energetic shield saying, I don't feel like I'm safe around you, stay away. So they would really like you to get rid of this shield. Actually, we're all being invited to get rid of this shield. Wow, I'm just going to have to do a whole webinar around this. And this is very much dovetailing back into what we were talking about with Brian about straddling the yes and no and the this world and other worlds. So we want to drop our shields because our shields, am I going to one core belief for everybody? Okay, here, here. Uh-huh. Well, this makes so much sense. You know, when you get it, it makes so much sense. Some energy has to die before I am the creation of new energy. So I have to protect myself from all the evil out there. I have to protect myself from the people who are going to take advantage of me. I have to protect myself from the people that don't want me to work for them. I have to protect myself. Those are the highest words.
I understand.
Go ahead.
I remember always putting like a bubble of perfection around myself to keep any bad things from happening to me.
I'm asking everybody.
So now it's time to take the bubble off.
I'm asking everybody that's listening or will ever listen to this show. Are you ready, willing, and able to, in this moment, commit to allowing that shield to drop away from you and commit to the fact that you are safe and secure in this good world? Are you willing?
Yes, I am.
And is your little girl and teenager willing?
They're
Let me help you.
But that's okay. I'm the adult. I can say, hey, I will
that's
protect
right.
you. Do not worry.
I will protect you.
Fear not.
Yeah.
Because
yep.
we don't need to go there.
How about
it's all
how
good.
About let's all drop
Correct.
Our shield, knowing we're safe and secure in this world, because we are the powerful gods of us, creating. Being safe and secure in this world, and we trust our own creation and love ourselves enough to give us that. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Invoking
wow.
the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love. So it is. Now, her highest choice, the shield's gone. Good job, Susan. It's still in her highest choice to work part-time, get the surgery, and then move on. Yes. But every time before, see, it didn't happen this time, but every time before when I would test for you, I'd think, oh, my God, it's going to go the other way than what we tested. And it was because I was feeling that shield and didn't know it. So huge. Dear God, what a show. Okay, Susan, thank you for everybody. Everybody's thanking you for bringing that one in. All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you, too.
You bet, baby. Now, I want to just take a minute here. Everything. Oh, I got to take one more caller, and it will, and then we can put it all together. All right. I hope I'm saying this. Lilayla in Texas. Hi, baby. You're
yes.
on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good, babe.
Good.
What's your question?
All right. The first one I had is, what do I need to get into alignment to create the life I want?
You need to know what life you want. That's the first thing. I know you feel like you do. That's a true statement. And you are defining the life you want by focusing on what you need to fix.
Yeah,
is that true? Okay. So creation is not about fixing. Creation is about starting from the zero point, from the blank page.
Okay.
This is what I am creating in this moment right now, which doesn't have to have anything to do with what I created 15 seconds ago.
Okay.
Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing, sheets. But give me a song, baby, any song that pops in.
All You Need Is Love.
Yep. Okay. When I say you love yourself enough to know you are worthy of receiving all the things you want, it goes right to know. That comes, were you raised in a church, baby?
Yes.
What religion?
Baptist.
Okay. So, and every religion teaches this, by the way, guys. But your little girl still kind of thinks that money's the root of all evil and
yes.
Good people don't have a lot of money. That's an old, antiquated, religious, societal belief that you now get to rewrite on your blank page.
Okay.
So I want you to sit down when you get off and write out the story of Lilayla beginning now.
Okay.
And write out everything you want. Go to your love place. Feel love around it. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
When we do that, our shields drop. And when we do that, we can't go back into the core beliefs five about fear. I have to give up me so I can take care of others, or other people have to give up themselves to take care of me. Then we can sit back and go, I'm the powerful God of me that's creating me, and they're the powerful gods of them who are creating themselves. And we all have a right to create ourselves any way we choose. And to love ourselves for it. Some of us are gods that are going to create a lot of money in this lifetime. Some of us are gods that will choose to be homeless on the streets.
Right.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay,
all right.
I have one more, and now I don't know if I should ask, because it's hard. I have a son who's 17 who's been labeled as autistic. But I was just wanting to ask if the channel, is there anything like I should or could be doing more to facilitate him like growing into who he, I feel like I struggle with this. I don't know why. But I just
struggle
want...
with this because society has labeled autism as a disease.
I think it's a superpower, honestly.
I truly
feel that way.
And
I tell him that, and I raise him that way, but I just don't, I want him
okay,
to
okay, okay, Lilayla, let me answer you, baby. According to my channel, we should be reaching up to live on their level.
That's the way I feel too, absolutely.
Well, and that's the highest truth. They are dealing on a frequency that most of us don't understand. And their frequency, by the way, is very close to when you go into channel.
Really? That's interesting.
Well, that just came in. So it's not the same frequency, but it's a similar frequency because they're not coming so much from their minds, they are coming from their instincts. And that's why they don't, quote, fit in. So the best way that you could help him is to teach him to go to his heart for all the answers that he wants.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. We do that. So, yes. Awesome. Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
You bet.
Thank you.
All
Have
right.
a great week.
Oh, that's the plan. All right, guys. So the best way for all people to drop their shield is to live in their heart, go to their heart, live in love, because when you're living in love, you're not living in fear, right? Live in love and know that the more you come forward for you, the more you serve all mankind. Remember, we had that saying, we serve the world when we serve we serve the world when we serve others. We serve the world when we serve ourselves. We are one energy. All righty. Paula in California, you're on.
Hey, Dee. This is a really great show.
Uh-huh. Really good.
I was thinking, I just have a question, but, you know, but in what you've been saying, you know, about dropping the shield, I feel like it's more like when you're in the knowing that you're safe, you know, it's not there. It's just, you know,
that's
it's not
true.
A matter of dropping the shield. It's a matter of knowing, you know.
Well, yes, I get a yes on that. And bottom line, the shield isn't there anymore.
Right, right. And it all has to do with fear, right?
Not the highest question. Fear is the catalyst that creates us putting up a shield.
Right. Yes. So funny,
okay.
I was going to call in today about asking about this deep-seated fear, but I can wait on that. But one thing
you've
I
already
find
got
out,
your answer, Paula.
Okay.
You already have your answer. Whatever you're in fear of, where's the love?
Yeah, it's obviously not there.
Well, that's a choice.
Yeah, yeah. It's a matter of being aware and bringing the love in. And
yeah,
kind of,
always
yeah.
to mm-hmm. everything. Okay, and
yeah.
you had something else.
Yeah, I have this really stiff neck, you know, looking sideways. I know I've been working a lot on the computer, and I'm shifting positions so that I don't just freeze in
yeah,
one position.
It's more about how you're sleeping.
Oh.
So look
yeah.
at.
Yeah, because I have like you know supposedly a good pillow and sleep on my side, so I don't know.
You sleep on your side? Try sleeping
yeah.
on your back. Do you have a collar to sleep in?
A collar? No.
You can get them at any, you know, medical supply store or over Amazon, I think. You can get everything at Amazon.
Okay. Yeah.
Just to see, is it a high pillow, Paula? Or do you use two pillows or...
No, it's not. It's not. It's like a medium one. It's not high because that'd be too much, you know.
Yeah. Well,
man,
that's what they're showing me. So play
okay.
around with that and see if that helps. And also, it wouldn't hurt for you to get an adjustment.
Oh, okay. I'll have to figure out how to find somebody for that. And also, as women,
like you
too,
do everything.
Exactly.
I am going. I am getting an adjustment. I am finding the perfect. Where do you live?
Los Altos in the Bay Area. There should be plenty around here.
Oh
yeah.
My God! Everywhere. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything? Any last question before I move on?
Yeah. I just wanted to know, like, maybe does this an energetic thing could be like I'm just afraid of like moving, you know, like looking around and seeing all possibilities. So I'm just kind of having tunnel vision.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. About what?
About just moving forward with and living the life I want to live. coming forward for me.
Yeah, which is mm-hmm. right in alignment with the show.
Exactly.
So if you can't move your neck, you can't see all the possibilities in the room, can you?
That's right.
Same metaphor for life, babe.
Absolutely.
I see all my possibilities and create them joyfully, whatever words you want to put on, as long as you're feeling love around it.
Yes.
Okay? All righty.
Yes, thank you.
You bet. What a show. Lisa in Florida, you're on.
Hey there.
Hi, babe.
The other day I was asking, working with the pendulum, and I was asking, why do I feel so tired? And it brought me to the body book, page 50. There is no joy in Bloodville. Can I read a little bit of that? Oh, no.
Well, when you are not joyful in your life, Lisa,
mm-hmm.
you're going to feel tired. There's just, you know, when that whole poem, there's no joy in Mudville, and, you know, when you think of kids going out to play baseball, they're joyful and happy, aren't they?
Right.
Okay. If they're not joyful and happy going out to play the game, they're not going to have fun, and they're going to win less.
Right.
You don't feel love when you're out of joy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because,
so, Lisa, this is a choice. This is a choice. I'm going right to your mom when you were a little girl. What did she teach you about not feeling good when you love yourself and give yourself what you want? There's a sadness around that. Either she wasn't able to manifest, or she taught you that you aren't able to manifest, but there's this sadness is the highest word. Can you feel that?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So how did your mom bring that in for you?
I'm not sure, but it resonates with me. Like, I can just almost start crying right now.
Yeah. And that's a good thing, by the way. That tells you, you know,
right.
that your subconscious is, and your heart is going, oh, yeah. Okay.
Right.
So, again, start with Lisa, the blank page. What do you want to write for the rest of your life now? I choose to live in joy. I choose to be filled with joyful energy. I choose to love who I am. I choose to know that the more I love me and give myself what I want, the more joyful and happy I am. And I'm just choosing to be joyful and happy, so I create everything I want. So find places in your life that give you joy and happiness and go there. You understand?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thank
good.
You.
You bet. All right. We're going to balance everything from today, invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. What a show. Let's say it all together loud and proud. I love me. Come on, guys. I love me, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.